9NN mobile monitoring.
KAGYS mobile 127 north. Making it into the repeater.
K8BCW from K8ZAT, copy. K8BCW from K8ZAT, copy. Alright, nothing heard. K8ZAT, clear. This is W2PUT listening.
This is KI7QMB Mobile, listening on 190.
Mr. Rick, DCATT, just for a quick hello. Well, I guess it was in and out, DCATT, putting the radio on scan.
KAB9NN mobile monitoring.
W8FSM, W2PUT.
Oh, good morning, Dan. I forgot. Hello, Radio Land. Wait, I'm on the right channel.
Yes. Good morning, Radio Land. I'm listening over there also. I was doing some work on the 900 repeater that's integral with the hub, and like a belt transmitter. Put an LCS in place at the failed MCS. I'm like, why the hell is this thing not working? Somehow I inadvertently managed to hit the shutdown button. I put a button on there that'll, do a GPIO to trigger the shutdown macro. Didn't notice I did it. It took me a minute to figure out why it wasn't working. I thought I had put a broke radio in.
Oh, that'll do it. I'm probably a little noisy, but give me a minute. And I'll get one coming up the hill, so I'm behind the hill. If I get up on top of the hill, I'll have line of sight for the repeater here.
Okay, so where about you at? I'm sitting at the work desk here. Going in on and my UHF repeater at the house.
We're westbound 16 coming up to Mission, so I'm going to turn left here on Mission and go up the hill.
Ah, okay, you're over that direction. You're at the other end of 68, huh? Man, it's a lot nicer out this morning than the last couple of mornings. Boy, there was some times, during the day yesterday that it was tough to see to the other side of 23. But man, it's definitely cleared up quite a bit here.
Oh yeah. So here's me on 1.19. Yeah. Or whatever. I flipped this one. Here's the 7-4 from the same spot at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, actually you sound really good into the 7-4 right now. Sounds like I got that up over on the other radio. I got an old ICOM mobile that sits there. I usually leave it parked either here, on 7-4 or the Rogers City repeater. Yeah, more often the Rogers City, but every once in a while I'll slide it over to 7-4.
Yeah, here's 7-4, because I'm up on the hill. But when I was switching between the two, I actually heard Mackinac 3/4 scale here on the handheld. I have to program the up north repeaters and the mobile here. I haven't done it yet. The DMR radio is all programmed. That's what we're on statewide too. But yeah, so here's me up on top of the hill on Mission. If there wasn't all this damn smoke, I could literally see you.
Yeah, well, aside from some mobile flutter, yeah, you're doing great in the 7-4. I've got my mobile mostly programmed for the stuff I normally use or would reasonably use up here. And you said DMR made me think. So I've been building another DMR repeater for Mylan. It's going to go over at PD. I think it was last fall I learned that our PD chief is also a ham. So he wanted to do something. We can put it on the tower at the cop shop. He bought the repeater builder, the complete MMDVM package, with the Raspberry Pi and the STM32 hat and all that stuff. I've got it interfaced. It works really well with an MSF 5000. So that's the second MSF I've done that to. And it really works pretty slick.
Going right by the barn. So it's going to be either on Brandmeister or TGIF kind of thing. We do have our own MMDVM, so it could come over here natively if we wanted it to.
so I've got it on Brandmeister. I figured, you know, I needed a repeater ID. It's like, oh, well, you know, the repeater ID I have for mine in Milan, it'll never see Brandmeister, so I just used that one. I've got the DMR and DLP-25 enabled on it. And he said he has an NXDN radio, so I've got NXDN turned on it. I see activity there, but I don't have anything that'll work on NXDN. Can't say I really have the interest in it. Nothing against it, just don't have the interest in it.
No, we got plenty other modes. I know a couple of things. Like, I think the Road Commission appears on it. Well, here's Sheboygan one, not Emmett, but Adam told me they had it. They were using it. So we got up yesterday, but ugh, holy smokies, Batman. Just coming down mission here to the town of the lake. How long are you guys up for?
Oh, we're up for a while. I don't think we're going to be back until, I think second week in August, sometime mid-August. We're up here for the duration. Got a lot of family coming up the week of the 29th as well, which is the 29th is our 40-year anniversary.
We're up till Monday, and then I think my parents are going home Tuesday or Wednesday, but that's because I got Tuesday, because I got some medical things I got to do downstate, so. And they're going to be back up for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, the missus has a medical appointment in August. I don't remember what date it is. And I potentially have one as well, so we definitely have to be back for that. You know, and really, the lawn needs to get cut at some point. I can't just walk away and not take care of that. So, you know, some basic maintenance needs to get done there. But yeah, we'll be back up after that, and there's a moto meeting in Traverse City. Was it 22nd, 23rd, 24th? No, that week in August. Again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I got to be in Traverse City.
Oh, there you go. All right. I'm going to grab my chair. So let me go grab my chair, and I'm going to sit down by the lake and continue our conversation with my morning white beverage. But let me grab my chair out of the shed.
Well, I think breakfast is ready here. Number two son is cooking up stuff on the Blackstone out here. He's up here with his wife and the grandkids. They brought their motor home, so they're set up here as well. And after breakfast, we'll get back to doing some work. I had a 1 o'clock call today. I've been working on getting things together for the Charlevoix County project at ASR site on Beaver Island that they're adding. I got to get all the front-loaded work effort for that going, since it's really just getting kicked off.
Oh, that's right. You're working from up here. I had my hours for the week, so I said screw it. I mean, still on call, but... Oh, what Blackstone? Because I was looking at those.
Well, this is a smaller one. It goes on a tabletop. I want to say it's, what, about 18 or 20 by, maybe by 12 or 13. You know, it's got two burners in it. Runs off a 20 pounder. They're great for camping because they're easy to stow away and carry around without taking up too much space.
All right, my chair is set up. So, I think it's 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Because you're 15 minutes east of Indian, right?
Oh, God, no, it's a lot longer than that. We're roughly from, well, drive time, of course, it's not a straight line, but we're 20 minutes to Onaway. And then that's, what, another 15. We're about 35 to 40 from Indian River, depending upon the route you take.
All right, here's low power. Is low power making me into the repeater?
Yeah, I would not have known that you changed to low power if you hadn't told me.
Well, if there wasn't smoke, I can kind of see the outline of the hill, so I was curious. It's still 10 miles going across the lake here, but... I think you were closer than that. Okay, yeah, because we're 15 minutes west of Indian. And I could have sworn you were 15 minutes east, but I guess you're further along than that then, so yeah... An hour delivery time for Blackstone breakfast, that's a little much.
yes it is. So if you were to look at Google Maps, we're in the Hammond Bay area. We're real close to Grace Harbor roads there. It's about 7/10 of a mile from here.
Well, I was looking at them, so I was looking at the two burner one, but it was the one that had the it would collapse on the cart, so you could roll it, you know, fold it flat and then roll it or hang it, kind of deal. That was the one I was looking at.
We have one kind of like that at home. It's not a Blackstone, it's a Bit Boss. We bought that figuring that would be great for camping, which, well, I guess technically it is. It's easy to move around because it collapses. You know, you expand the thing up and you can wheel it around. Dude, that thing is heavy AF. It's not a one person loading it into the compartment. So, what seemed like a great idea, the reality of it turned out to be, we're just going to use this at home. All right, friend. Hey, I'll get you a little bit later. W8FSM, WTPUT.
Go have breakfast. And, yeah, I can see trying to load it flat into a compartment. You know, you would need a two-person on it, but wheeling it around or hanging it, you know, kind of thing, it seemed like that seemed okay with the handle on the wheel, the two wheels on it when you folded it. So. All right. W8FSM, Lansing.
Okay, C8CM and Q, monitoring Lewiston.
Mobile. Starting to rain, W8REJ. W8REJ, it is starting to rain in Beulah. Maybe that'll help take care of the smoke a little bit. W8REJ.
It's good to hear that the rain might help, for sure. This is KDA-KCV. I'm nine miles north of Johannesburg. And over here, the smoke is lessening. Still don't see blue sky, but it's lessening right now. 88 KCV.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, the wind's still coming out of the north northeast, and until that wind shifts, it's going to be like this because there are over 300 fires in the Providence right above us. I just had a burn fart. And, but totally, there are 800 fires in Canada. So, whoopee. I'm glad we're here. And if it continues to rain just a little bit, it'll pull some of that stuff right out of the air. That's great. W8REJ.
Okay. Had to write your call down there. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. I used to be a firefighter years ago, and I feel for them guys out there because I only had to fight a fire in the woods once, and it does not warrant an air pack. It makes for a long day carrying a 5-gallon tank of water on your back with this squirt hose they give you. But I feel for them boys. I really do. But, yeah, there's so much tinder up there in that Borealis forest. Once one gets going, it really takes the act of God and a good rain to shut it down.
Yeah, sorry, I was across the room here. come back. Yeah, it's Ontario's what I was trying to think of. Just had a brain fart and it went away. But, yeah, there are over 300 fires in Ontario right now. So, okay, well, that's all I have. Enjoy your stay up there, W8REJ. I'm in beautiful downtown Beulah, Michigan, a block off of the shores of Crystal Lake, which I can't see. I can't see the shoreline hardly at all. So, take care. God bless you. Have a good day.
Good to hear you. Good to hear that might get some rain over there. Maybe we'll get some this way too. I live up in the south end of the Pigeon River Forest. I'm about two-fifths of a mile off a narrow dirt road back in Second Growth Timbers. So it's hard for me to see how much smoke there is at a distance because I have no distance. But It's just like we got all the windows closed. We've been buttoned up, and I have the ability to stay inside and play because every day is Saturday except for Sunday now, so we're not having it too bad. Good to hear you on the air there. Good to hear the repeaters working. I didn't know this went all the way to Beulah, but I do now. Have a good one. W8REJ, KG8KCV73.
KCV, W8REJ. Yeah, it's part of the link system. We get people out of Sault Ste. Marie and up in that area, Newberry, that use this repeater too. So it's a whole link through the state.
I have been listening to this one more. I've got an HF station here too, but I usually monitor the 14529 at Vanderbilt, which is the link going all the way downstate. But I'm going to put these two in my memory so it'll watch both of them. This is up north where we live. Have a good one, my friend. Have a good one. 7388KZV.
Okie dokie, you too, W8REJ. I'm clear.
K8BCW Mobile. This is K8BCW, barely getting in. I only heard about half of your transmission. Lots of static and noise in the background.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I'm kind of a deep track here. I'm about the signal probably isn't that great getting up that far from here, so 73, but thank you for the comeback. 88 SUG clear.
KABCW monitoring.
Hey, DMH mobile.
Echo 8, Sierra Uniform Call, Al in Meredith, Michigan. Has anybody copy this transmission?
K8BCW, getting in a little bit better now. I can just about read you.
Roger, yeah, I'm kind of beaten track. I'm in a little town called Meredith. I'm about 10 miles south of Colton, Redmond. I just thought I'd give a frequency to try and see how conditions are. Some days it works, some days it doesn't. So this is one of those half-hour things.
Yeah, you must be getting into the Mayo repeater. I don't know if you're on I-75 or if you're somewhere else around the area. But I don't think that repeater has a ton of reach, so you're probably going to find a lot of different capabilities depending on the terrain where you're at and how far you're going.
Yeah, I am on the Mayo computer, and I'm probably 40 miles or so away from Mayo, so not bad considering the conditions. And the last transmission, so 72, my friend, Zero Echo 8, Sierra Uniform Golf, will be clear frequency.
K9JO
Bemo.
Go ahead, other station, I think we doubled on each other.
Yeah, 9JO Bemo, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. This is K8BCW in Petoskey.
Okay, Cameron, 9KOP in Mayo here. See, good afternoon, and the smoke is subsiding. It's slowly going away. I can actually see the towers now.
Yeah, good to hear. I heard there was going to be a southwest wind coming through southern Michigan today. Don't know if that's what is reaching you. Up here in Petoskey, though, it's still very, very smoky, and I think we're supposed to have it thinning out at some point and maybe clearing up a little bit on the weekend. I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, too, that it's supposed to be like that. So, be nice. I know that. I'm about over the smoke, man. I'm on the fire department. I work wildfires, and I feel like I've been in a wildfire for the last 3 days.
Ah, so you're no stranger to this. Good on you. Well, hey, I got to run. I'm at my destination, Roland Mobile, so I will sign off for now. K8BCW, have a great day.
Chat 73, N9KOP Mobile, Mile.
KD8IWS Mobile.
That, but appreciate the heads up on it, and I'm not sure where this repeater is. I'm headed southbound US 131, just north of Alba, KD8IWS Mobile.
Alright, well, I have no idea what repeater you might be in. I'm on the 145.19 in Petoskey, and whatever one you're using is obviously linked to the Northern Michigan network, but I know that Mount Pleasant has a repeater. I thought it was 145.15, but I'm not certain what repeater are you on. And good afternoon. My name is Ron Robert Oscar November, and I am in Petoskey.
Yeah, okay, very good. Name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform Radio Tangle. And I am on a Petoskey repeater, 145.19 or so. Yeah, not sure about the echo. Could be my truck. I've got my rear window open into my topper, so I might be getting a little bit of echo on that. Yeah, I just had some rain come through here. Not sure what it's like in Petoskey, but I had to run a boat up to Walloon Central Marina. They were all over it. Probably one of the top repair departments around here. They don't know me. I'm from down southern part of the state. They got me in as soon as I walked in the door. They were working on my boat. So a lot of good things to say about them. Just up here for a little bit, doing a little fishing on the Grand Traverse. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. All right, so your echo's gone. It was only your first transmission. I don't know what that was all about. It's fine now. And I know what I did and heard, and I thought you said you're on 31 by Alma, like, I'm sorry, Alba with a B, and I thought you said Alma with an M, which made me think you were down way further south in the Isabella County area, but that's my mistake. You obviously are closer to me than I thought. And the 19 is on Crossroad on the south side of town. And you are absolutely full boat, full nuts, full quieting, and it's good at the moment. So, well, it's good to know that there's still some marine mechanic, some marina, some boat repair place somewhere that people speak highly of. They are few and far between.
100%. Yeah, if I were to go to my marina on Lake St. Clair, Harrison Township, they would probably say, okay, we've got you scheduled for 2.5 weeks. We'll see you back then. And I made a phone call. Actually, my marina that I go to downstate that I bought my boat through, they did actually say, well, there's a Yamaha dealer, Wallen Lake Central Marina, and Scott, the owner, is phenomenal. The most personable owner that I've met in a long time. Family guy. In fact, you won't even believe this. My buddy, let me get a minute here. My buddy, who I move boats with, he's a captain. I mean, they're yachts, you know, 65 footers. Down the East Coast from Maine to Florida, my buddy had bought a Parker center console from Scott, the owner of Walloon Central Lake Marina. And when I pulled in there, I saw that they sold Parkers. I said, well, wow, that's pretty cool. You carry Parker. My buddy just bought one, a Parker. And I stopped right there, and he says, your buddy's name Dan? I says, that'd be him. He lives downstate, but his daughter lives in Petoskey. And he bought a Parker from Scott, the owner. And that was all after the fact, you know, when I was paying my bill, which was, like, major reasonable. Go ahead.
Well, that's a pretty good testimony right there. You guys got a good memory. And again, those are kind of major purchases, so I get it. But well, that sounds like a fun thing to do in your spare time. My brother had a master's license, had a 100-ton master's license. He's unfortunately no longer with us, but that is always been an interest of mine. I'm a weekend boater, although I'm not a, well, I'm a trailer boater with my little fishing boat. I got a little 16-foot mirror craft, but I have a 23-foot Sea Ray that lives in a well in town because it's too big to get back to my house, so. And summers are short, and boats are cool.
Yeah, well, I happen to be at the right place at the right time when Dan had given me a call. Several years ago, 5-6 years ago, and I remember it being my anniversary time of year, my wedding anniversary, and I told my wife that Dan had asked if I could help him move a boat from Maine down to Florida. A 55-foot yacht, and she said, Kurt, you're not going to get very many offers like this. We can celebrate our anniversary when you get back. So she was behind me 100%, and that's what started I graduated with this fella from high school, and he'd been a captain for years. Shortly after high school, he got his captain's license, and this is what he did in the summers and winters, move boats from Florida north, and then from north back down to south, and they just follow the seasons, so. Yeah, so where did your brother work?
Well, he was retired Navy. And he's always been a big boater. He always had a fairly big boat, but he had a six-pack charter license for years and years and years. And then when he kind of got closer to retirement age, he went and got his master's, got his TWIC card. I got my TWIC card. And he would just, pick up stuff here and there. He lived in Monroe. So, shortly before he passed away, which has been 4 years now? Yeah, 4 years ago. So, never had any real high-profile gigs. Ran some charter boats, ran some ferries. But he was super proud of his master's license. He got it while he was still charter boating, charter fishing. So he had a, 28-foot charter boat with a master's license hanging on the wall in the cabin. That was funny. Anytime he'd get stopped or anytime the Coast Guard would come on for an inspection, and the attitudinal change, because they're expecting a six-pack and they got a 100-ton master.
That's really cool. Yeah, one of the fellas I graduated with, he had his master's license and moved freighters. Don't know all the places that he worked, but yeah, I'm familiar with that. I was in the Coast Guard Auxiliary in Tawas for a while when I had my boat over there. So that was kind of the deal there. But look it, I'm almost to my QTH, so I better get. I better get rocking here. You have a good remainder of the weekend. I guess we're just getting started. And good on the boating. Great chatting with you. And give me your first name again.
Yeah, it's Ron Robert Oscar November, and my call is Whiskey 8 Romeo Papa Mike, W8RPM. As in revolutions per minute, RPM. So.
Okay, very good. Safe travels home, wherever home is. Sounds like it's not too far away.
And, yeah, very familiar with the Sunrise side as well. Family in Oscoda, family up Seven Mile Hill there by Desi's. Family on the North Shore of Hubbard Lake. So it's only the last 10 years or so that I've been in the, north, northeast, Burt Mullet, Black, Crooked, Pleasant, been quite a while since I've been over on the other side of town. So, all right, good luck with your boat. Enjoy the rest of the summer, W8RPM.
Hi, Ron. Good chatting with you. Just another quick question. Do you happen to know Fred? Moses downstate.
Everybody knows Fred and Jeff and all the rest of those crazies. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I figured you did. It's kind of a dumb question. And so anyway, I live in Fenton down there. He was there for a long time, and then he moved out. He moved on to bigger and better things, but all right, Ron. Hey, good chatting. Have a good week. KD8IWS Mobile. Clear. Listening.
73. If you talk to Uncle Fred, tell him I said hello. But we talk pretty regularly in the Slack channel. See ya. W8RPM.
W8RPM.
K-E-8-F-G-W, I'm monitoring. This is Zero Delta 8, this is Indian November, name is Daniel. I'm the analog in Peters and Miles. Talking from an Orinco DJD72. This is the US version. Over. This is Zero Delta 8. This is Indy November. Over.
Thank you.